something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Praying in the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Do you have your Bible?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes when you talk about a great time, people are not sure exactly what you mean by having a great time. What is a great service? For some people, a great service is a service that was full of shouting and dancing, and they danced and danced until they were sweating. And then, the prayer service was wonderful. The service was great. Now, is that a great service because you danced and you shouted? Maybe, maybe not. For some others, a great service is a service where lots of people give their hearts to Christ. So, wow, many people give their hearts to Christ in that service. Is that a great service? Well, for some others, a great service is a service where many people were healed. Oh, that was a great service. What's a great service? What's a great service? What's a great service? It reminds me of Catherine Kuhlman's story when she was a little girl. And she said every Monday her mother washed. She did the laundry every Monday. And on this particular Monday, there was a message that had come home that a relative was ill, and she wanted to go and visit. So she had packed the clothes together, ready for laundering before the message came, so she had to leave. And she left Catherine in the house. And Catherine said, I thought I would surprise my mother. I want her to know she's got a big girl now at home. She was about 9 years old somewhere. So she said, before mommy comes back, I'll wash everything for her. So she packed all the clothes, the cottons, the woolens, the linens, the fast colors, everything. The white ones, everything. And she packed them all into the basin and turned the water on. And she did the washing. And then she put them on the line. She couldn't wait for mommy to come back. She was all the time pacing the floor. Where's mommy? What she was waiting for was the look on her face when she saw the great work done by her wonderful daughter. So she waited and waited and waited until finally, towards evening time, mommy came. And all the time she was following mommy around and wondering, why won't she come to the laundry to see what's happened here? Then she said, she took a look at the clothes, and she said, I thought they looked a little different. But somehow, maybe this is what always happens when she does it. So she called mommy in to the laundry. And mommy just, what have you done? Where are the clothes? She said. Then mommy stepped forward and looked stupefied. And she looked at her daughter. She said, you did a wonderful job. And Catherine said, I think those were the hardest words that my mother had to utter. In other words, she had difficulty saying those things. But you know what? You got it right. She damaged the clothes. They were all spoiled. But mommy said, you did a wonderful job. The reason for that story was, she was thinking, how many times have we done something for God and we thought it was wonderful and maybe we damaged it? It's not enough for us to feel it was wonderful. What does God think? Does God think the same way? When we praise and dance, does God think it was wonderful? When we pray to God in the way we pray to God and we feel wonderful, does God think it was wonderful? If you're ever going to know what God really thinks about what you do and the way you do what you do and what you say and the way you say what you say, if you're ever going to know how God really feels about it, you've got to know the Word. You've got to know the Word. You've got to know the Word. That's the only way. You've got to know the Word. Without accurate knowledge of the Word of God, you can't serve God correctly. I like some of the, you see, the terms that Jesus used many times in his speeches. For example, when he said, I am the true vine. I am the true vine. Why did he say, I am the true vine? Because there were other vines. You see, he said, I am the true vine. It's not enough to be a vine. He had to define himself. I am the true vine. Then he said, I am the good shepherd. Not just a shepherd, but the good shepherd. I am the light. Then he was called, this is the true light that lighted everyone that cometh into the world. He's the true vine. He's the good shepherd. He's the true light. Very important that we know who we're dealing with and how to deal with him. There are people who say, well, you can serve God any way you want to. No, that's confusion. God will have to show the people how to worship him. Remember the words of Jesus in the fourth chapter of St. John's Gospel in his encounter with the woman from Samaria. Remember his words? He said, God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, you know, in many places they say, let us worship God. And so they say, let's worship him in spirit. And that means let everybody keep quiet. So it's a moment of silence. After a few seconds or so, may the Lord hear our prayers. And let our cries come up to thee. Something's wrong. We didn't say anything. No, somebody said, no, but we were in the spirit. That's why we were quiet. And well, that's the idea that the man has about being in the spirit. Where did he get it from? Anywhere else, but not the Bible. He didn't get it from the Bible. That's not the way. See, the Bible doesn't say to be in the spirit means to shut your trap. That's not what the Bible says. That you're quiet doesn't mean you're in the spirit. So if you keep quiet and just think, doesn't mean you're in the spirit. So you can't just be quiet for 30 seconds and say, may the Lord hear our prayers. But that we didn't pray. When Jesus prayed, the Bible says, and he said, and his words were written. When the apostles prayed, they prayed, they were heard, the words could be written. When the prophets prayed, same thing. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he didn't say, when ye pray, think. No, he said, say, our Father. He said, say it.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-9274. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.